Good morning and welcome to the Print AM, our daily morning podcast of the big news story. This is Sanya Dhingra. I am a special correspondent with the Print, tracking policy and governance. As COVID-19 cases continue to rise exponentially in India, a somewhat unforeseen and particularly dark problem has come to the fore, that of COVID orphans. These are children under the age of 18 who either lose both their parents to COVID or were raised by a single parent who succumbs to the virus. Concerned by their fate, the Modi government has been struggling to ensure that such children do not fall in the trap of illegal adoptions or, worse still, child labour or child trafficking. In a bid to tackle this problem, the Women and Child Development Ministry on Tuesday wrote to the Health Ministry asking them to ensure that while admitting adult COVID-19 patients, hospitals should seek a declaration from them about who their children should be handed over to in case they die. The secretary of the WCD ministry wrote to his counterpart in the health ministry, and I quote, "I am writing to you in light of reports regarding children losing parents during the COVID-19 pandemic, with no one to take them immediately. The distress and anguish is not only damaging to their being, it also puts them in a vulnerable situation which can be manipulated to their disadvantage while encouraging evils such as child labour or trafficking. It would be very useful if parents could themselves provide details of their trusted relatives or friends to be contacted in case of any eventuality. In this regard, I would request you to direct the hospitals and COVID care facilities through the state health departments to add a column seeking the name, relation and contact details of the person to whom the children should be handed over in the hospital admission form. It will ensure that in case of any unforeseen circumstance, the children are handed over to the trustworthy person in the best interest of the children." Stop quote. Officials said that signing such a declaration would not amount to circumventing existing procedures for adoption in the country. Rather, it would only expedite the process and help the child welfare committees promptly identify a trustworthy guardian for the child, given the unprecedented nature of this moment. Officials in the government also explained to the Print that the communication has been initiated in the face of a number of social media posts illegally putting up COVID orphans for adoption. For example, earlier this week, a post inviting people to adopt two young girls whose parents allegedly succumbed to the virus went viral on social media. Several agencies, including the Delhi Commission for Protection of Child Rights and the Delhi Police, had to jump in to declare that such posts are illegal and, in fact, can imperil the future of young children. Earlier this week, Union Minister Smriti Irani, who was in charge of the WCD ministry, also tweeted that it was illegal to adopt children without following proper procedure. "If you come to know of any child who has lost both parents to COVID and has no one to take care of him or her, inform the police or child welfare committee of your district or contact the Childline 1098, she tweeted. "It is your legal responsibility. It is illegal to give or take orphan children of anyone else in adoption. Such children should be taken to child welfare committees, which will take necessary action in the best interest of the child. If anyone contacts you regarding orphan children available for direct adoption, do not get into the trap and stop them. It's illegal. Inform local child welfare committee or police or Childline 1098 about such children," she added. Of course, WCD ministry communication has generated a debate among people on social media. Some see the communication as dark, yet practical, on the part of the government. However, others blame the government for allowing the situation to deteriorate to this extent in the first place. Yet others have pointed out to the equally pressing problem of the children of parents who would be dying in their homes. Thank you for listening to us. Do log in every morning at 8 a.m. to listen to the best news analysis from the Print Stable. We will be back tomorrow with a new episode.